No, no, no. We have chairs at Team 2019 Paul D. Schreiber High School pep rally. We're just about to get set up in the main gym. We are broadcasting live on WDOT Fort Washington, the sound of Schreiber High School. We have a couple sponsors we want to mention today. Healthy Kids Pediatrics on Main Street, Yummy Gyro on 82 Main Street, and Arena Sports. They make great shirts and apparel for Schreiber High School sports teams. So we're going to go get some chairs, and we need a jet. Let's go get chairs. Nick, can you help us? And Nick Wing is going to be helping us out with some video today. And as you can hear, we got a lot of students, passionate students. So, Duck, Max, what do you think is going to be the atmosphere here today?
I think it's going to be very high. You know, it's our first pep rally of the year. People are going to be high in spirits, and they're really excited for this.
Yeah, I think so, too. So we're just getting the desk and some chairs. So Duck's going to get his chair. Max Friedman, sorry, his nickname is Duck. So if you hear me call him that, I'm referring to him. And we have also Lewis Blakeman, who is going to be calling alongside us for the Port Vikings Instagram. He's going to be live streaming that. So check that out if you're listening. You can check out the live video as well. So we are entering the gymnasium. Pretty electric atmosphere here. All right, so we are set up here in the main gymnasium at Paul D. Schreiber High School. I'm Adam Jackman alongside Max Friedman, and we will be covering the 2018-2019 pep rally live coverage for you here on WDOT Fort Washington, the sound of Schreiber High School. So, Max, why don't you explain kind of the layout we've got here? Yeah, we definitely got some good competition here today. We've got to our right side are the sports teams of Schreiber High School. We've got boys and girls volleyball. We've got boys and girls cross country. We've got boys and girls soccer. We've got girls swimming and diving, field hockey, girls tennis, and boys football. So those are all the teams. We've got both junior varsity and varsity representing here today. And we've got a couple of Schreiber teachers going to be supervising the event, as Dr. Furnick, the principal, is currently at center court of the basketball court, giving some announcements to the students. And the Schreiber High School pep rally team is assembled on the far side of the gym near the American flag, and soon we will have the national anthem, and then we can get this event started. All this is in preparation for the homecoming event tomorrow at 1:30. The football team will take on Baldwin. We will be there live covering for WDOT Fort Washington. And it is the conclusion of the Pride in Fort Parade that will start at about 10 a.m. tomorrow morning and continue until the game at 1:30, in which everyone will gather at Paul D. Schreiber High School and watch Fort take on Baldwin. So, Max, kind of speaking from your veteran pep rally experience, you have been on the sports side of this, and you've been involved in the tug of war, as I understand.
Yes.
So how's that gone for you?
Well,
as you can see, Dr. Pernick, as you can hear, Dr. Pernick is giving some announcements, and now we're about to kick off with the national anthem performed by senior Dylan Foreman. We're just waiting for him as everyone in the gym will rise, and going to be presenting the national anthem.
For the ramparts we watch.
And what an electric crowd here today at Pauley Schreiber High School, and we're in for a great pep rally. So I just wanted to go back to your point, Max, on what's it like to be involved in this pep rally? Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And we're going to see some first events right now as Dylan Foreman, the leader of this pep squad, will be presenting the teams. This is different from the spring pep rally where it is the battle of the classes. And this is kind of open to any team. So just to give you a little more layout of the room, we have the sports teams on the right-hand side, and we are facing across the court as you walk into the gymnasium, and all of the student body, or most of the student body, is located to our left, and the spirit team is located dead ahead, and they are presenting the pep rally right now. Just to give you a little background about the pep rally from last year, it ended in a bizarre way with the boys' cross-country team going up against the boys' football team, and the rope broke. So, Duck, were you involved in that?
Yes, I was. And we still even have the rope.
Yeah, it served as kind of a momentum into that season, and a memento that you guys kind of carried throughout your high school career. So that was really special, and I think people want to see something. I don't know if it can top last year, but I think it can come close. Let's see what these athletes have to offer, and really try to give good competition. So Dylan Foreman seems to be leading the student body in some sort of cheer right now, some sort of slogan. It's kind of hard to hear with the headphones on. But the whole student body is now cheering. I don't know the student's name, but he seems to be hyping up the crowd, and the crowd seems very into it from center court. He's part of the pep squad.
I can't hear myself.
Yeah, I can't. I'm having hard of hearing, even hearing you right now, Matt. It's so loud. But it's definitely an electric atmosphere right here. And this crowd is making a lot of noise, and that's what they just said right there. So I think it's going to be a very exciting event, and, you know, hopefully you guys are tuned in and listening to this, exciting event. And now a Let's Go Vikings cheer, and this crowd is amped up. You know what, Doug? I have not seen this in recent years. I have not seen this atmosphere. This is definitely something new. There's a lot of more school spirit in this school than there was when we entered. No, it's the biggest crowd I think we've seen in years. There are kids sitting on tables in the back. There's not enough room for even these amount of kids. I think the last time I saw this bowl was my freshman year, in the fall of my freshman year. and that was the last time. But usually there are a lot of kids who go home to the pep rally who don't want to stay. But this year, I think a lot of people decided to turn out. And I think that shows the dedication to school spirit and the dedication to the school by a lot of the students. And definitely a dedicated effort by the administration to prioritize school spirit and get people actually caring about school sports. And I think, you know, some of this has to do with what we have done, what I have done with Chris Pina, Lewis Lakeman, and Matt Hassan, where we created a social media page about sports. We've let the community know about what's going on in sports, and people really seem to care about it and attach onto it. So right now, just want to let you know that the Port Viking, who it is actually a new mascot this year, they bought all new equipment for the mascot and a whole new outfit. And here it comes right now, as Matt is saying, and he's coming in the cart, and they're going to play a little bit of music here. And the crowd is going wild. So we've got a couple of seniors, Rachel Rosenbaum, Tara McCarthy, Tyler Greenberg, and Julia Corsiari, part of the soccer team, the girls' soccer team.
Definitely a new.
Oh, yeah, it looks completely different, and the outfit's definitely new, as you can see. It's definitely a positive atmosphere for the school right now, and it looks like they're going to lead this pep rally and give a little introduction, so why don't we listen in? So the quartets, as we just heard, the quartets are now going to do a performance, and we will be describing this performance. So now they're doing a little bit of some butt kickers around the center logo of the court, and they're all in a circle. The quartets, for those of you who don't know, are the school dance team. They are considered a school sport, and they perform at many Vikings events, such as football and basketball games. So they have some pom-poms, blue and white pom-poms with blue shirts and black pants. They're doing a kick line right now around the center of the court, around the logo, and doing a routine with their pom-poms. Seems to be going a little bit slow right now, but it looks to pick up as the beat, and they're doing their kick line. That's what they're famous for. That famous kick line. So now they're spreading out around the logo, a little bit wider now, facing each direction in a square formation with five dancers on each side. Turning around now, facing the student section, doing a high kick line, making twirls, and now they're doing their famous leg up routine, where they put the leg on the next dancer, and they end it with a nice split. Oh, they're not ending it, but they gave a nice split there. Definitely something not a lot of people can do. And the students seem to be very into it at this point. We have some photographers taking some pictures. Right now, they're all getting in a line formation at the center, at the half line of the basketball court. So turning toward the student body in a line, doing a kick line out. Very impressive. Getting the student body very hyped for this event. And the quartets now line up across the full length of the court. There look to be about 20 or 30 of them this year. I know the numbers have definitely increased, and this team is open to girls of all ages and boys, I believe. I'm not sure they have gender restrictions, but right now it's all girls, and they're putting on their famous kick line in front of the student body. So the local WDOT station time is 2:28 p.m., and they end with a nice split there, and it looks like the crowd is very excited. Aaron Klug looking to be standing up and pumping his fist there. Definitely a passionate show of affection for these dancers as they come around near the radio booth. And now there looks to be the cheerleading setup, as the quartets will now sit adjacent to the radio station, right on our right side near the players, because they are part of a school sport, as we said before.
Exactly what I'm
actually saying. Well, it looks to be the football team. Actually, correction, all the captains, I remember this from last year, all the captains will give a speech about their team. And the captain of the football team, Stephen Vetch, is now speaking. So the captains of the football team. So that's Christian DeMeo, Stephen Vetch, Elliot Avenade, and Donovan McCurdy. Now the captains of the girls' soccer team, Victoria Galvez, Colin Stanky, and Olivia Hansen, and Ava San. And the captains of the quartet, Nancy Brady, Barry Del Monte, and Chloe Smith. Captains of the soccer team is Friedman, Savas, Cristoforo. The soccer team giving a good cheer for that one. Captains of the boys volleyball team, Kushal Upadhyay, Jacob Moy, and Reggie Baroff. And the captains of the girls' cross-country team, Brittany Nahas, Maddie Fagan, and is that Hannah Roth or Sophie Roth, the twins there?
Sophie Roth.
That's Sophie Roth there. Max knows more than me. He's on the cross-country team. Well, he should be out there representing his captainship on the boys' cross-country team, but he's not. There's Ben Goldstein and Nick Sardino are there in his place.
And Chris DeLillo,
yes. We cannot currently see who they're revealing to be the other captains. But it looks like the field hockey team there, no, the girls' tennis team, excuse me. I know the captains are Carly Hutch, Dylan Sibin, and Brittany Polevikov.
Let me say this. They are undefeated.
They're 8-0. They have a 27-game win streak from last year. Can you believe that? But also, the girls' swimming and diving team has a 3-0 record on the season. So, and they just beat Massapequa, who's a very tough matchup. And they're facing, today, they have a match against Great Neck South away. So, a couple of teams have games today. Field hockey has a game today, away. Boys volleyball, I believe, has a game today. Oh, they had a game yesterday, which they won. But now the cheerleading squad, they actually won the first ever, they actually became a team only last year, in fact. The cheerleading squad. They were not officially a school sport until last year, and they actually won their first ever division title. So definitely proud of that team and what they've done last season. Yeah, definitely. And hopefully they can continue that this year with another title. So the cheerleading team is a little more acrobatic in their routine, so they're raising people up on the pedestals, and it's more pyramid building and lifting girls up on people's arms and doing flips and backflips of such a sort. The quartets are not doing that as much. So nice cartwheel and backflip from about six of the dancers there. And they will pick up their pom-poms right now and get in the formation. Form a nice V for the Vikings there. I think that was a nod to the Vikings. And most most of the student body appreciates the acrobatics of this group, and I think that's what we're looking for. They're given a few dance routines, and they have the mat there so they don't, you know, hurt themselves, obviously. Definitely a risk there. But just giving their dance routine at this point, facing the crowd. Now they're doing another formation, setting into another, and they're going to hoist some of the dancers up. And it looks like they're building a pyramid here. And yes, they will. They'll build a small pyramid there. And one of the dancers just fell. Oh, wow. That was impressive. They did a flip in the air, lifting her up. That was definitely impressive. So now they'll dismount, and that'll be the end of the routine. So definitely a nice showing for the cheerleaders there. So I want to make sure we're getting a picture of us doing this from the front angle, from the front, well, in front of us. So they're going to roll up the mats for cheerleading. They just had the team captains come out. And Annabelle Bridges, the goalie of the Port Field hockey team, is standing up. She'll come out. So who do we have? We have Anthony Gazzello coming from the crowd, one of the seniors here. And Annabelle Bridges is currently down there. I believe this is the homecoming court, if I'm not mistaken. Will Gropper is also in that homecoming court. Joe Clark, Pam Stern. Will Gropper, I guess, currently isn't here right now, so he's not coming down. So the football team seems to be chanting something. I can't exactly make out. Seniors suck. Okay. Seniors what?
Seniors something.
I thought he said suck for a second. We don't want to promote that type of language on the air. We apologize for that. So they took some sort of picture at the center of the homecoming court, and homecoming king and queen will be decided tomorrow at Pride and Port at the football game halftime show. Yes, we will be announcing that game live from on the Port Vikings Instagram page, and we will be broadcasting that live on WDOT Port Washington. Just a little sponsor break. Healthy Kids Pediatrics on Main Street, Arena Sports also on Main Street, and Yummy Gyro on Main Street, three businesses that we sponsor. And if you're looking to sponsor our radio show, pay $50 for the year to sponsor us and get ad time on the air, just email me at adamjackman1901@gmail.com. So, back to the action.
It looks like it's half and half of this. This involves...
Max just generously described the nature of the competition, and the girls' soccer team will be the first team to compete against the boys' soccer team. Will also compete. Well, I don't think they have enough spaces for every team, but it looks like I'm blanking on who that is. Looks like volleyball over there, boys volleyball. Boys soccer, I said that before. And the football team, Anthony Rodriguez coming out, representing the football team, walking right past our booth here. And Donovan McCurdy, the running back for the team. So these teams lie in anxious wait of their representatives to do them proud. So Max, and the Is that the cross country team? Scott Haggerty. I wasn't sure he was on a team.
Oh no, he is. He's doing cross country.
Oh, he is doing cross country this year. Good. That's good. He's also on the wrestling team, I believe, in the winter. So they're getting ready to do the competition. So why don't you just explain the rules one more time for our listeners?
Okay, so one person spreads butter on one table.
All right, and so now we're off to the bagel for all of the girls' soccer team. Just spilled that half and half. And the boys' soccer team. The boys' soccer team. But I saw some distinct cheating there. What did you see?
I saw a bagel thrown
by Warren Sanger there across the room, and I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. And the boys' soccer team is chanting Jose, 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 but I'm not sure that was warranted.
I think that's a yellow card there.
I think that's a red card even. That might be cause for expulsion. Definitely some cheating going on here, but all in good fun. Here at the 2018-2019 Fall Pep Rally. So now they're cleaning up the court. We have a little wetness on the court there. That's going to have to be taken care of because we're going to have some teams pulling the tug of war rope. And if there's some slipperiness on the court, it's going to be a real problem.
Part of the team's strategy today.
Maybe it will be part of the strategy to take a side that's not maybe slippery, and we'll see how that works out. We might see an upset, maybe if football slips or something like that. But I just want to get your prediction. I think we can all predict football's going to win this match.
I think so. It's pretty clear and definite.
Yeah. I think it's definitely very clear. So, Tara McCarthy, one of the Pep Rally representatives, giving some instructions for the next event of the day, and it looks to be something with some garbage bags. Max, you want to take a shot at this? Do you know what's going on here? Yeah, I definitely seen that in past events. It looks like something is attached to a string of some sort. Not exactly sure what, but we'll see how that pans out. All right, so WDOT station time, 2:40 in the afternoon. And it looks like the donut on the string, and Matt, you called it. It's a donut on the string, and there will be a couple of competitors. I see Zach Gitlin, who is part of the cross-country team and part of WDOT Radio. He has his own show, Zach Gitlin does, on WDOT Radio. Some other representatives, can't really see anyone right now. John Alexander, he's a junior right now. It looks like to be the donut on the string challenge, and, what the nature of it is, someone holds a donut from a string, and then someone tries to eat it with only their mouth. Oh, wow! He ate it off the floor! Oh, my goodness. John Alexander is eating the donut off the floor, and he might win this competition! Oh, my goodness! This is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, I have never seen that kind of dedication before. He is eating it off the floor! He's eating it off the gym floor. Can you believe this? And he won. He got it. That shows some dedication right there. That's some dedication.
Driver spirit.
That's some, I mean, maybe even a little bit too much, but now we see the janitor mopping up that spill spot, but it's still going to be a little slick for the conditions for tug of war. So now that event is over. John Alexander took the W and eating a donut off the gym floor. That is the first time I've ever seen that. I hope it did, but not as sweet as the taste of victory, I'm assured. So now we got the next event coming. The students are excited. Again, WDOT station time, 2:42 p.m. We've got about 20 minutes left in this pep rally, 23 minutes left in this pep rally to be exact. And they'll try to get this done as fast as possible. So now we're seeing some tables being brought out with, I believe, some sort of food item on it. And the crowd is going crazy. So it'll be the girls' field hockey team. It'll be Kayla Weisberg, Jolie Burkow, and Annabelle Bridges from their representatives. It'll be the girls' cross country team, Sophie Ross, Brittany Nahas, and Maddie Fagan. It'll be the girls' volleyball team, the girls' tennis team, and we got a couple other teams to go. No, that'll be it. So we're going to see, what do you think the nature of this challenge is? It looks to be some sort of food on a plate on a table.
So put your face into the plate and eat whatever is in it. Some way, somehow, without the
food. I think this is sort of like a pie-eating contest, but it's not pie. It might be like a donut again. I'm not sure. So the competition started, and Max was exactly right. They're eating it without their... And so girls volleyball, wait, we have a tie. It seems like we have a tie here. The girls field hockey team is saying like they won. The volleyball team is thinking they won. I'm not sure who exactly won. Who's saying they won? What are the results? I'm not exactly sure, but everyone looks to be having a good time doing it. That's all that matters at the end of the day. But what really matters is definitely the tug of war. So are they going to... So they did not declare a winner. But now, the event of the afternoon, the tug of war rope is brought out. Duck, right before we get into it, your pick is football, correct?
Yes.
I also am going to pick football to win this competition. However, I am going to say, I believe it is volleyball against soccer for the first matchup. And I think I take soccer in that matchup.
I think I agree with you there.
Yeah.
But on one thing, you know, with events like these, there might always be an upset. So someone might upset football.
You never know. You never know. So now the first event will be the quartet against the cheerleaders. This is one that's tough to predict. Who do you got in this matchup? I think I have the cheerleaders a little more athletic, a little more strength.
Yeah.
They have to lift up the people during the routine. I think the cheerleaders got this one. So we're both going for the cheerleaders right now, and let's see how this turns out. So Mr. Schultz of the Social Studies Department is currently at center court, going to be manning the rope, seeing who exactly wins. So this is the first matchup of the afternoon, and the quartet say they're ready. The cheerleaders say they are ready, and I think we'll let this begin. So here we go. The rope is pulling toward the quartet. The quartet's on the advantage of the cheerleaders. It's right at center court. This is a neck and neck match. Oh, the quartet's pulling back. But the cheerleaders are not giving up. It's going toward the quartet. The quartet are bringing it over, and the quartet have it. We both were wrong. We both got proved wrong. And the upset in the first match. Wow. I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it.
I told you, Ab. You never expect an upset.
You never expect an upset until it happens. So now we're going to be on our toes for the rest of this afternoon, seeing who's going to win. So we got the girls' field hockey team against the volleyball team. This is going to be a very tough one. Very, very tough. I've got the volleyball team here. But you got to check out the numbers. You got to check out the numbers. I think field hockey's got more. I think field hockey's got the man advantage. Yeah, I'm picking field hockey.
I'm still going with volleyball.
You're still going with volleyball. So let's see, one of us will be right today. Let's see who's right. But there's some junior varsity players for volleyball, so that might change the stakes. I'm still going with field hockey. You're still going with volleyball. Let's see what happens. Girls volleyball, girls field hockey. Going to start in any moment now as Mr. Schultz about to pull the rope. And for the second match of the day, we're going to see what happens. Field hockey. You know what? I changed my pick. Last minute, I go with volleyball. I'm seeing the size. I'm seeing the man advantage. I see what they have. I'm going with volleyball. I'm sticking with you, Duck. So that rope is in the middle. It's still in the middle. Volleyball pulling it close. Field hockey not giving up, but volleyball pulling it ever closer. Volleyball pulling it more. More! Volleyball wins! And I knew I should change my pick, and we both got that one right, so we're both 1-1 on the day. Yeah, I think the slippery nature of the court really got them. So now we have the first... We have the first boys event. Boys soccer looks to be coming out. Boys soccer against boys volleyball. I'm picking boys soccer here. Okay, let's see how it goes. I, you know what, first of all, that's my raw pick right now. I gotta see how they assemble on the line, who exactly is in the back. I know boys volleyball's got Ben Spear. They've got a lot of good guys. Kushal Fadier is good, but does he have the strength to overcome the strength of people like John? No. I think soccer's got them beat. I think soccer's got them beat.
Based on clear numbers here, I think I'm
going to
agree.
You're going to go with soccer?
Yeah.
Change your pick. Okay. It is right, but senior Jack Siegel, who is the anchor for the boys volleyball team, seems to be on a phone call. So I don't know if he's too into the competition right now. I see dedication from soccer. I don't see the same from volleyball. I'm picking volleyball. I'm picking soccer all the way here. But interesting strategy from volleyball. Kushal Upadhyay on the front line and everyone else positioned back. Maybe they know something that we don't. Oh, my God! Oh, my God! And that was over in a second! It was over in a second! Boys soccer obliterated them! They absolutely obliterated. It was over in a second. It's like volleyball didn't even try. That was embarrassing. That was embarrassing. Truly embarrassing for the boys volleyball team. And the boys soccer team is fired up right now. They are going into the next round with momentum. That was disgusting. That was horrible.
But you know what?
I think he purposely slipped, Doug. I think it was deliberate. I think they planned this. It's volleyball, I guess. All right, so our next matchup is girls soccer, I believe. I'm not too sure about this. Against girls, I don't know what team this is. It's definitely girls soccer. No, not field hockey. Field hockey already played. So we are both 2-1 on predictions.
Swimming?
What? It might be swimming. It might be swimming. Do we know who that is on the other side? Who's in this matchup? Who's in the matchup? So anyway, girls soccer competing. We didn't have time to predict it. But it looks like... Whatever that team is over there, who is that? Who was that? Swimming? I threw it. So swimming and diving, they won. They were 3-0 to come on in the season, and now they're 4-0 with that tug of war win. So we didn't have time to predict it, unfortunately. So that won't count against either of our records there. But honestly, I would have picked girls soccer.
I agree.
I think I would have picked them. But you never know. So now girls cross country coming out against girls tennis. Ooh, this is a tough one. I agree with you. I think girls cross country has the leg strength. They practice every day on those legs, and they're going to get them in the ground, and they're going to drive them home to victory. So both of us right now are 2-1 on predictions. We're both picking girls cross country here. Right. So let's see how girls cross country does against girls tennis. I think this is going to be, I don't think anything is going to be the obliteration that volleyball suffered, but I think this is going to be pretty close.
I think
tennis doesn't have a chance. Well, it looks a bit competitive early on. Tennis bringing it back. Tennis bringing it back. No way. No way. Tennis about to win. Girls, tennis. Incredible. Upset after. Wow. For whom?
Girls tennis.
No, they're 8-0. They're 8-0 coming on. That was 9-0 with that stuff. Oh, no. Now we got the football team. We got the football team coming in. A lot of big men on this roster. They are facing Baldwin tomorrow. They have a lot of pent-up energy, and they're going to take it out. I wouldn't want to be the team facing this team right now. And that's boys cross country. A rematch of last year's finals. Can we see another miracle? A miracle from the Nylers. You know what? I think I would have picked boys cross country if you were on that line. I think you would have made the difference. That's true. And the boys soccer team looks to be chanting something here. We're a little obstructed in our view, so we'll try to get you the best coverage as possible. But we got a lot of manpower from both sides. Have a lot of manpower. I think this is going to be quick. This is going to be quick and painless right here. Who are you picking, Duck?
I got to go with my team.
He's going with his own team. Oh, and there's football immediately coming away with it. And they murder it. They got it easily as they tumble over. Duck, I'm sorry about that. Your team lost, but it's okay.
Yeah, I still stick with my team, though. After last year?
After last, I think you got your one win there with the breaking of the rope. I think that was momentous.
And when can football say that?
Exactly. I think this is what everyone was expecting this year. So I think it's not the fault of cross country that they couldn't upset one of the best teams in Schreiber in terms of strength. So now we got the second round. It is 2:56 WDOT station time, and that seems to be the end. There's no finals. It seemed that every team just has to face every team, and that's the end of it. So students are being let out. Sports teams are being let out. So one final time, we want to thank you for joining us here on WDOT 4 Washington for the 2018 Fall Pep Rally. I'm Adam Jackman.
I'm Matt.
And we are signing off.